Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Today, we are going to tune in. That's right, tune in to the word of the Lord. We've been reading as a church together the book of Proverbs every day. Such an incredible book as God is speaking his word and giving us a strong foundation. And so far, you know, one of my favorite verses has been Proverbs chapter 2, verse 2. It says, tune your ears to wisdom. And it's so simple. Tune your ears to wisdom. Tune our ears to the wisdom, to the word of the Lord, to the Spirit of God. You know, God is always speaking, always moving, always doing. And we simply have to stay tuned. How many times have we been driving in our cars and we're trying to tune in to the right station, trying to tune in to the right song that really sets the tone and the atmosphere? How many times do we go to our apps on our phones with all of our music and our playlists and we're trying to tune to that worship song or to that song to just get our day going and maybe even bring us closer to the Lord? You know, as we watch television, sometimes we're really into a good movie or a really good show, and then the commercial time comes and we hear sometimes, stay tuned. Stay tuned for what's coming up next. And there's an excitement that builds up. We want to get back to the show. We're going to see what happens. No different with God. You see, today God is doing something incredible in his church. He is doing something incredible in his people. And though the world right now has so many sounds, there's so many voices, there's so many tunes, right, that are trying to draw people away from God. There's so many things happening that try to tug at our heart, that try to grab our ear. And the world just seems to be out of tune with the Lord, out of tune with his truth. But I say today, we as the people of God, as the church, are called to beckon to his voice, to listen as his sheep. And as we tune our ears to his wisdom, as we tune our hearts to listen and to follow and to hear and to walk with the Lord. Oh, how we begin to live in his power. There's such an excitement to see as he unfolds his works in our lives, as he unfolds his works in his church and even on this earth. And the Lord says, stay tuned. Right? Stay tuned. He's always moving. He's always doing something incredible. All we have to do is tune our ears to wisdom. Tune our ears to the voice of the Lord. Father, I know that you're speaking. I know that you're moving. Oh, Lord, I am now looking to enter in, to tune my heart, to tune my ears, and to be where you are. So tune in today. Tune in today. And as you're tuning in, stay tuned. Let this day be a day for the glory of the Lord. We commit to the Lord our plans. We commit to the Lord our hearts. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us come into the wisdom of God that formed every mountain, the wisdom of God that has formed the depths of the ocean, the wisdom of God that formed you and I in our mother's womb. So intricate, so perfect, so direct. That is the word and the wisdom of God. It is precise and it is perfect. So may we tune our ears to the wisdom and the word of the Lord today. Stay tuned. Tune in to what God is doing and to where he is.